and together we can. How does this sound?
Good.
Okay. Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Listen, we are running a marathon together. And listen, I may have gotten winded on this race, but I'm not tired yet. And you may be wondering why I haven't grown weary in well-doing, because I know that if I faint not, I shall reap what I sow. And so today we're going to talk about having a good harvest and being sustained in that will of God, and how you can be sustained is understanding that you are a part of a divine process. And so what do I mean by that is I'm telling you my nature is divine. I am a spiritual being. And when I'm having conversations with people and in these interactions, and as I'm connecting, I'm making sure that in that connection, people know that although they are experiencing me in the physical realm, they are also experiencing me in the spiritual realm. So when they're complimenting me, they think that they're complimenting flesh. No, I'm reflecting back God's image. And as an image bearer, I understand that I'm a spiritual being before that person. So we're talking about this divine process because the Holy Spirit gave me that title, the divine process. And so to be divine and to know that who you are, you have to understand that your nature is to be divine. And that means that you're operating as a spiritual being. So you know that when you're having an exchange with people, that they need to encounter God as quickly as possible. So you need to make haste that peace, that joy, that love, that gentleness, that goodness, that kindness, that faithfulness, that self-control, that patience, because people need to feel God right at the introduction, because first impressions are lasting impressions. And every long-lasting impression that I've made is a part of the divine process. So the Bible tells us that we will earn favor with God and man. Now, to increase in stature on the earth, you have to be ready and willing to submit your knowledge base and your understanding to the conclusion that you are a spiritual being. Because when you think about you being a spiritual being, then you understand that you must be in alignment and that your life is not your own. There's parameters around your flesh. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden. When God put the angel with the fiery sword outside of the Garden of Eden so that Adam and Eve could not re-enter. Because why couldn't they re-enter? It's because they had, you know, exchanged wholeness for wickedness. And in that exchange, God had to disrupt their spirit, right? Because they were spiritual beings. You are either carrying the spirit of light or the spirit of darkness. And so on this divine process, as spiritual beings, we are, what we're doing now is doing a self-assessment. And in this self-examination, what we're doing is we're doing the divine process that Christians are asked to do on a daily basis. On a, you know, minute by minute, we're asked to go into our minds and our hearts and our language to comb through it and just make sure that we're filtering out that world so that we can cycle in holiness, that gratification, so that God can be glorified. in earth as it is, as he is glorified in heaven. The only way this happens is if your mind is set on the intentions of God. So God has an expectation of us. The only way that we can meet that expectation is if we know what God expects of us. So, for example, when I get up, God expects for me to pray. God expects for me to be in my word. Now, I can make excuses for that. And sometimes there are common eras where I allow the busyness of life to throw me off the flow of my divine process. But I'm here to tell you that whenever I'm not operating in my spiritual flow, then I disrupt my spiritual man, my spiritual being, because all my spiritual being knows to do is to obey. And when I come against the obedience of what God is asking of me, then I have exchanged obedience for a sacrifice to study, a sacrifice to socialize. So I've increased on my social capital, but I've decreased in my spiritual capital. And now we have a problem. Because when people met me on yesterday, they're expecting that same first impression of honey being a spiritual being. And when I meet them on the next day, if I didn't complete that spiritual cycle of filtering out Patrice to be God's daughter as Queen Lady Honey, then guess what? There can be some disappointment from the other side. And so on this divine process, it's really hard for us to understand that when we are on the other side and we are in relationship with God, there is also this relational connection between man and man. So I want a connection between daughter and king, but I'm also having relationships with neighbor and neighbor. So when my neighbor comes in contact with me, my neighbor has never met someone like me. And so when my neighbor sees me, okay, January, then they come and see me again in May, and then they come in contact with me in July, and I'm double-minded and unstable in all of my ways, oh, we have conflict. And the only way to resolve that and to reach a place of conflict resolution is I get back to that divine process, because that person expect the expected kingdom behavior from honey. So when we talk about Christian disciplines and processes, it's not that God is asking us to obey because we are perfect. God is asking us to obey because we are being perfected. And to change an imperfection to being perfected in the present tense, then that means then you have to have an agreeable spirit for God to flow through you from the spiritual realm inside of your temple. You have to be open to receive. And in that openness, that's where God carves out the principles that he wants you to have on display, so that when it comes time for man to favor you, they will favor you and choose you because you are a part of that divine process. So I am one of God's lucky ones where I get to be around people and people get to check me out. And as they're checking me out, they are in awe of this sophistication. They are in awe of this phenomenal woman. Honey, I can't believe that you started with this Genesis and you landed here as a Queen Lady Honey. You know, with all of these smudges on your reputation, how are you increasing on earth? It's because I have decreased so God can increase. So when I got baptized, I took a vow. And and what I was vowing to God is that his way of thinking supersedes my way of thinking. His treatment for Honey supersedes my self-love and my self-worth. Because I thought that I knew how to love me. I thought that I knew how to treat people well. But what I find is I know so little. So why would I saturate myself with false hope that I can be all that I need to be? I would rather give God the glory as God reveals my story and as he rewrites my story. And as I'm experiencing my history for the first time, I'd rather give God the thanks for having my back, because God is resting above the entire picture to let me know which way to go and when to take accountability, when to yield. I need that. And so when you see this unlikely woman have favor, when you see this unlikely woman be covered by the grace of God, I'm only kept because I'm in my divine process. All right, let's break this down a little bit more. There's things that Patrice wants to do, and there's things that Honey needs to do. And so you know that the serpent always comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So is he coming to steal away my focus with multiple distractions? Patrice is easily distracted. Why? Because Patrice didn't have a system of submitting to the authority of God. Now, Honey knows what it feels like to operate in the rulership of God. All right. So I was given the name Honey when I was baptized in that rebirth. So sometimes I have to have grace for Patrice, because sometimes Patrice wants to reach back and say, listen, I can entertain these things because God loves me and his grace is sufficient. But Honey comes over and tell me, but girl, you got too much word on your heart to turn back now. So when you see me on my divine process, I don't want to tell you that, you know, that I'm not tempted. Guess what? I have to learn how to resist the temptation. Because in this body of mine, Patrice still lives here. So Patrice has made room for Honey. So I can't discredit the woman that I was, because without the woman who I was, I can't become the woman who I am. Right? For me to speak of this testimony, I needed Patrice, my unstable mind, to be in agreement to go towards wholeness. So it was Patrice that made the decision that said, for God I live and for God I will die. And then with that Patrice decision, with me moving with that precision, I was able to say, I am decided to be a representative for God. And that's why I don't discredit Patrice and only put Honey on a pedestal, because I know that it was God's grace and forgiveness to allow me to be Honey. And as long as I have compassion for Patrice, it allows me to invite you in on this divine process and not leave you behind and hang with a 99, because I know how it feels to be split in half in your mind, in your heart, to want one thing. And then your spiritual identity is saying to you and calling out to you, what about your divine process? Now, as I'm moving away from sacrifice could be, I could go to church 2 times a month, go to Bible study 2 times a month, because everything is choice. But if I want God to move and away from me, I understand that I have to move towards God and not away from him. Because God values access. And the only way I could give God access is if I am accessible. To be accessible, I first have to have a knowledge base of who God is. So I have to go in week after week for that pastor to remind me of his or her foundation in God, because maybe they have been on their journey longer than myself. And I want to be around people that are saying yes to the Father. So I don't feel lonely out here. I'm out here to make connections, because when you get out here and you on your own and you're doing this Christian walk by yourself, that is where you lose hope. And there is no one to lift your hands when you're shattered and when your old identity peeks its head. You need your kingdom identity to rebuke your old man. Honey has no problem saying, we are out of line. What do you mean, Patrice, you want to go back? Go back for what? So I love how Honey poses a question and she probes and she wants me to do this critical thinking within myself. I'm like, okay, what am I losing when I make this choice? A lot of times the things that Patrice wants to do, that means I would lose trust in the kingdom. And to not be trusted by God, that means I cannot be used by God. So although entertaining certain relationships may sound good, but they aren't good if I know that if I step into that place or that room or that setting conditions of that room is to destroy me. And after you have experienced self-destruction so many times, there you are disappointed in who you are. And it's hard to be who you are when you don't know whose you are. So I know that I don't belong to Lucifer, Satan, to demonic forces, legions. I belong to my divine process. Why? Because I am a spiritual being and so are you. And so when we think of ourselves in a higher value, then we can then slow ourselves down and say, why do we do what we do? And a lot of times the reason why we do the things that we do is because we don't have the right eye view of who we are. And so when I'm thinking so little of myself, when I want to be validated by man and by this compliment from this woman or man, I have to sit back and say, why does their opinion of me matter so much? Well, I need to affirm myself more because this person's opinion is carrying too much weight. I should be the best person in my life, I should love myself in such a way that it doesn't matter who God attached to my life. My attachment style should be to connect first to the divine process of a spiritual being. Because that means I'm connected to the greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I dare not make an idol of man on earth when man can't make me thirst after them like God can. Man can't, you know, fulfill my hunger like God can. I can only be filled with righteous things because I have been emptied out of Patrice to become honey. So whenever I feel Patrice old thoughts storming into my mind, storming into my heart, I'm like, okay, why is my body having a tantrum for old things? Okay. A part of this divine process says that I will be tested. A part of this divine process says that I will be persecuted, that I will be reviled. A part of this divine process says that I need to have mercy. The only way I can have mercy is when I put in experiences that calls forth mercy. So I want you to understand that I'm not walking with God to be a part of this social experiment to say that I'm a good person. I'm walking with God because I'm empowered with God. I'm supported with God. I'm sustained with God. So I'm prepared with God. And because I know that when I'm supported, then I can take initiative on the things that God is asking me to do. Now, when I'm walking away from God, I'm doing a whole lot of nothing. I'm wasting away my time. I'm thinking small thoughts. I'm not thinking that I'm going to write a grant for $500,000, right? That's the type of thoughts I have of honey. Why? Because the kingdom isn't bankrupt. God has enough financial currency to fund the vision that he has given me. But the only way I can write a $500,000 grant is if I'm on my divine process. If or when I come off that process, then I become a beggar. I go out to beg people to give me donations. The Bible have made an announcement that I am the head and not the tail. So the reason why people will pour into honey's vision is because it will be clear. And the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. How do I know to have a vision? Because I'm a part of the divine process. I'm putting respect and honor on my divine being, my spiritual being, and saying, if you want access to kingdom resources, then you need to be resourceful with your anointing, your grace, and your power. So I'm here today to make sure that you're empowered, not just enlightened, by the things that I'm saying to you, because by the power that's invested in me, I shall invest it in you and say, not just I will be my highest version of self, you will become with me. Because how the kingdom works is, you don't want God to just move for you. You want God to do it for someone else. That's why Jesus sometimes made the people that were, you know, coming to him with this sense of urgency. Hey, move for my child right now. My child is about to die. Hey, Jesus, come do this. I got this worker at my house. I need you to come move for me. Move for me, for my brother, you know, who was dead right now. But if I know that if you be there, if you move right now, God, you can make the difference now. I'm telling you, even if God delays your blessing, you can be blessed. Even if God delays your blessing, you are blessed. You have to walk like you are blessed in your divine process. I don't get around people and start treating them better because they have reached these goals that seem unobtainable. No, I don't treat them better because that. I treat them good because I'm sowing into good ground. Because I'm saying that once I am a woman that's making six figures, I want to be so rich on my soil that I carry this refinement energy, this healing energy, that if I walk past a son or daughter, that they grab a hold of those healing properties and they begin to stand up and walk in the direction of their dream. That if I'm standing on stage and giving off signing a $500,000 grant, that it's going to be a son or daughter in the audience that will be empowered by, how did this woman do such a thing? I've never seen someone do such a thing. Then that means I can only be a spiritual being, because there is no man on earth that wants to give me $500,000 just to invest back into you. But I serve a God that sits high, looks low, that knows the needs and knows how I would disperse those funds. And not give it to the lazy, but to give it to the swift. Because that people need to be funded, especially when you're doing what God is asking you and you're wanting to move with a sense of urgency. You need someone to come and help accelerate you. Right? I do believe that when we go into the year 2025, that's a year of quantum leaps. You have to be ready. You have to be in position, because on this divine process, you are going to find people that have your name in their mouth that's ready to bless you. And you know what's going to keep you and sustain you when you get in that position is how you have taken care of your spiritual being, how you steward your finances, how you're taking care of your physical health, your mental health, how you are doing relationally. You need to make sure that you are a good seed, that you are a good asset. Because don't ask God to take you to a place that your character won't keep you. I am working on being exactly who I say I am in the dark. Because God is looking for holiness, not hell. And you can look around and see hell on earth, but have you looked around and seen heaven on earth? That's my divine process. So when you're saying, God, send me an angel. Hey, God, send me a righteous man. I want to look so good that how they passed Jesus, that John the Baptist didn't even know that he baptized Jesus. Because he hadn't seen such a thing like that before. That character that I speak of. That honor for God that I speak of. But that man that I speak of, I have access to Jesus Christ every single day. Why? Because I don't just claim Christian. I am a Christ follower. And what does that mean? Does that mean I am a perfect being? I am being perfected to be the spiritual being that God has for me. So if you are a dreamer, you don't have to stay asleep to see the best come forth. What you have to do is stop settling for what is easy and grab a hold of flexible thinking before you find yourself sinking in your own behaviors and attitude. There has to be a disruption inside of your body that tells you, I am better than this. And when you know that you are better and you deserve better, then you will walk this divine process. And as you're walking this divine process, I promise you, you will be snatched on your walk, because you are going to be a resource for someone else. And they're going to like, I can't live my life without you. I want to find a way to hire you to come into my life, because ever since I come in contact with you, you've made my life better. Could you imagine being that person for someone? Guys, we either make people's lives better when they meet us, or we can be the setback that throws people off track for the next 6 months to the next few years. And I am holding myself accountable not to throw my neighbor off because of a choice that I've made. And I thought that I was close from deviating from God's plan when the unexpected happened and I made a choice to not be silent and to obey. And I'm like, God, if you can deliver me from this. Because I know there's kids in the school system that when they run up to Miss Honey, they don't even understand that they're hugging a spiritual being. They can't even put into words how much they value me. All they know to do is just draw hearts. Why? Because God is love, and I shall reflect his image. I want you to pay attention to the facial expressions of man when they come in contact with you. That makes a difference. Okay. So I am God's very own Queen Lady Honey. I'm inviting you all into my divine process, because we're coming to close of reaching a milestone of almost at 20 episodes. That took a lot of bravery. That took a lot of courage. That took a lot of resilience to get to the other side. But you can get there, because I am your witness. And before we close, I would like to freestyle to God. Father, you are true to this. I'm asking you that you move to this way of my words, not to the sound of the thumping heart, but the standing man giving you an ovation, a round of applause for how you have been a ripple effect of being a silent assassin to remove all of the darkness that was housed in my spiritual man. God, it was you that was able to withstand that wilderness. I ask to be released But God, you were focused on justice. So now that I get to stand as a man justified, I can't cry out and say that it was I that got me here. To God be the glory. To God be my king. And to God I bow before everyone and decree and declare that I am your spiritual being. I am God's Queen Lady Honey, asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.